But what I was thinking about is how does that relate to our own spiritual lives? Because we are to produce the fruit of the Spirit, so to speak. So it's the same kind of fruit. And I got myself a note here. We all sin. Every one of us is a sinner. Sin makes us very weak and keeps us from living the way God wants us to live. When we are weak, we cannot even do good things that we want to do. There is only one way to make things better so that we can get over our weakness. We must tell God how sorry we are for our sin. Now, there's a word that we use a lot that tells us how to do that, and it's called repentance. Say, God, I'm sorry for my sin, and I'm going to turn around and make some changes. And it's good for us. Just as the tree or the plant, when we put fertilizer on it, that helps it to grow and be nurtured, is the same way when we ask God for forgiveness and we seek repentance and tell God that we're sorry, ask Him to forgive us, and He will, and get rid of your sin. When you do not have the sin, then you can grow strong the way that God wants you to be. So how do you get rid of that sin? Well, you ask for forgiveness. And when that happens, He fertilizes your heart and your spirit, and you grow strong. So the next time you see someone feeding a plant some fertilizer to help it grow, just remember how God is telling each one of us, all we got to do is repent, say, forgive us of our sin, Jesus. And when that happens, it'll give us the spiritual strength to go and to do what is good. And God will bless you for it.